Senator Koch.
Madam President, I would move that further proceedings under the roll call be dispensed with and the Sergeant-at-Arms be instructed to bring in the absent members.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. And the Sergeant-at-Arms will be instructed to bring in the absent members. Our prayer today is being offered by Reverend Kevin McDonough from the Church of St. Peter Claver in St. Paul. And following the prayer, please remain standing for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Good morning, Madam President and Senators. We are in that period when we remember our greatest presidents. And a week from today, of course, being President's Day, so I brought a prayer from President Abraham Lincoln, a prayer for those of you who have such important choices to make for our state. Let's take a quiet moment, ask for inspiration and strength in these challenging days. President Lincoln prayed this way, edited for the state. O, you are God, you who heard Solomon in the night when he prayed in the face of difficult decisions and cried out for wisdom, hear us. This Senate cannot guide the affairs of this state without your help. Hear us all. Save our state and our nation. In your holy name we pray. Amen.
The Pledge of Allegiance today will be led by Army Staff Sergeant Marcus Kuboy of Woodbury, Minnesota. Sergeant Kuboy began serving in the Minnesota National Guard in 2005. In March 2007, while on patrol in Iraq, Sergeant Kuboy was severely injured by an IED explosion. He was awarded the Purple Heart in 2007 and medically discharged from service in 2009. Sergeant Kuboy, will you please lead the Minnesota Senate in the Pledge of Allegiance? Secretary will take the roll.
Senators Anderson, Bach, Benson, Berglund, Bonhoff, Brown, Carlson, Chamberlain, Cohen, Dames, Daly, DeCryf, Dibble, Fischbach, Gazelka, Gerlach, Gimsey, Goodwin, Hall, Han, Harrington, Higgins, Hoffman, Howe, Ingebrigtsen, Jungbauer, Kielash, Koch, Cruz, Kubley, Langseth, Latz, Lilly, Limmer, Laurie, Magnus, Marty, Metzen, Michelle, Miller, Nelson, Newman, Nino, Olson, Ortman, Pappas, Perry, Peterson, Pogamilla, Reinert, Rest, Roebling, Rosen, Saxog, Scheid, Senjum, Sharon, Sieben, Skoy, Sparks, Stump, Thompson, Tomasoni, Torres, Ray, Vanderweer, Uyghur, Wolf.
Quorum is present. Moving to the third order of business, Secretary will report messages from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the adoption of the House by the House of the following House concurrent resolution herewith transmitted. House concurrent resolution number one, a House concurrent resolution adopting deadlines for the 2011 regular session. Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Koch.
Madam President, I'd like to move that House concurrent resolution number one be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Messages from the House. Secretary will report.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 40, a bill for an act relating to education. Senate file number 40 is herewith returned to the Senate. Alban A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Olson.
Madam President, I move that Senate File 40 be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Secretary will report the next message from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following Senate file as amended by the House, in which amendments the concurrence of the Senate is respectfully requested. Senate file number 139, a bill for an act relating to residential construction. Senate file number 139 is herewith returned to the Senate. Albin A. Mathewicz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
Senator Lilly.
Madam President, I move that the Senate concur in the amendments of House File Senate File 139 and that the bill be placed on its repassage as amended. Basically, members, what this is the House added an amendment. They don't leave our things alone, apparently. But basically what it is they're saying that we cannot charge a fee to do the lead abatement training, to certify that. So that's basically the amendment that the House has added to our file. Madam President.
And Senator Lilly, those amendments can be found in the House Journal of February 10th on page 319, if anyone is looking for those.
Yes.
Senator Higgins.
Madam President, if Senator Lilly would yield for a question.
Yes.
Senator Lilly will yield.
Madam
Senator Higgins.
President, Senator Lilly, are there organizations that are now charging a fee? Would we, if we accepted this amendment, would we be endangering some organizations' bottom line in doing so?
Senator Lilly.
Madam President, Senator Higgins, I am not aware of organizations that are charging a fee. As far as I know, this is just making sure that we don't do that in the future.
Senator Linnemer.
Thank you, Madam President. Would the author yield for a question?
Senator Lilly will yield. Senator Linnemer.
Thank you, Madam President. Senator Lilly, how would it be paid for then if there's no fee to be charged? Do we know?
Senator Lilly.
Madam President, Senator Linnemer, as far as I know, there is not a cost involved in doing this at this time. We're not adding to the process. This is something that has already been approved last year in the Senate. It has already been moved. As you recall, what we're doing is we're extending the deadline from February 1st to August 1st for certification. The House file, the amendment, is basically saying that we cannot institute a new fee for doing this.
On Senator Lilly's motion to concur, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. The motion does prevail. Third reading.
Senate file number 139, lead poisoning prevention provisions. Third reading.
Third reading. Any further discussion on Senate File 139? Secretary will take the roll. Secretary will close the roll. There being 66 ayes and no nays, the bill is passed and its title agreed to. Secretary will report messages from the House.
Madam President, I have the honor to announce the passage by the House of the following House files herewith transmitted, House file numbers 1 and 55. Albin A. Mathewitz, Chief Clerk, House of Representatives.
No action is necessary. Fourth order of business, first reading of House bills. First reading, and those bills are referred as indicated. Fifth order of business, reports of committee. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. I would move that the committee reports printed in the agenda be adopted with the exception of the report pertaining to appointments.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. I now move that the committee report pertaining to appointments be laid on the table.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Moving on to the eighth order of business, the first introduction and first reading of Senate bills. Those bills are printed on today's Senate bill introduction with one change on page 3. Senate file 320 would be referred to the Committee on Capital Investment. First reading. Moving on to the ninth order of business under motions and resolutions, we will take the Senator Perry motion and the Senator Benson motion as one motion. Those authors' motions. On those two, all those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Continuing under motions and resolutions, Senator Wieger.
Thank you, Madam President. I move that Senate File 111 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investment and be re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
Have you spoken with the authors? And this is, can you give us some explanation on that?
Madam Chair, I haven't spoken to the respective chairs. I was advised that because this trunk highway interchange project includes not only general obligation bonds, but trunk highway funds, we need to get it changed in the Transportation Committee to reflect that. So procedurally, it's necessary.
On that motion, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Senator Wieger.
Thank you, Madam President. Would Senator Tomasoni yield? No, I withdraw that. Madam Chair, I move that Senate File 112 be withdrawn from the Committee on Capital Investment and be re-referred to the Committee on Transportation.
Senator Wieger, any explanation on that?
Madam President, same explanation as the previous bill.
Thank you. On that motion, all in favor of Senator Senjum.
Madam President, I did not hear the previous explanation. Would Senator Wieger help me on that once more?
Yes, thank you, Madam President. Senator Senjum, the proposal in Senate File 111 as well as 112 includes an interchange project, a good jobs bill as well, and it includes in the proposal general obligation bonds. Because trunk highways are involved, we need to amend it so that trunk highway bonds would be reflected in the proposal. That said, it would need to go to Transportation Committee for jurisdiction.
Mr. President, thank you, Senator. Appreciate it.
On that motion, all in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Continuing under motions and resolutions, the Senate Resolutions 40 and 41 will be referred to rules. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President, members. I would now move to take House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 from the table.
Senator Koch moves to take House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 from the table. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. And then I would move for the adoption of House Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Members, House Concurrent Resolution Number 1 are the committee deadlines. You all should have the concurrent resolution on your desks if you want to take those out and look at them. You will notice a bit of a departure. The traditional third deadline, which is the deadline for finance committees and their divisions, is now moved to the front and will be Friday, March 25th, and then after our Easter break, we will have the first deadline for policy committees and then the second deadline. The first deadline will be April 29th, and the second deadline, the final deadline for policy committees or policy work will be May 6th. So that is the difference. Obviously, members, the focus this year is on the budget and the job that we have to do there, and so that is the reason for the moving that deadline forward.
Discussion to House Concurrent Resolution Number 1.
Madam President.
Senator Cohen.
Madam President, Senator Colk, just a comment. I guess I appreciate the chance to get this off to a quicker start, but the governor's budget is being presented tomorrow. In the committees I'm on right now, we've just been having overviews, and those are useful hearings. They're usually hearings where commissioners and agencies come in and tell us what wonderful things they do, but it tends to be a pretty cursory view of an agency. And I'm curious to know how we're going to do the entirety of the budget. Particularly, I think we have, 24 new members of the Senate this year? How are we going to do the entirety of the budget in something like, if we start tomorrow, in 6 weeks of hearings? I know when I've been a finance division chairman in the past, I can look at some of the agencies that were within those divisions. We would spend, say, as an example, with the Department of Administration, which has a huge number of revolving fund accounts and other kinds of budget intricacies, we would spend upwards of a week to 10 days just on that agency alone. So I'm kind of curious as to how we're going to jam all this into several weeks.
Senator
Cohen, thank you for your concern. We would like the committees to be solely focused on that, and that is the move. That's why the inverted deadline. I would encourage, and I am encouraging all committee chairs and all committee members to devote that entire time to the budget. But we believe very strongly that this is the primary job that we have to do here, is this budget and balancing the budget. And so that is the reason for the deadlines. Recognizing that this will be a lot of work, a lot of hearings, absolutely. This is the reason for the inversion of the deadlines, but we are moving the budget to the front burner.
Further discussion on House Concurrent Resolution Number 1. Seeing none, Senator Koch renews her motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. The motion does prevail. Moving on to announcements of Senate interest. Excuses for the day. Without objection, Senator Metzen will be excused for the entire session. Senator Koch.
Thank you, Madam President. And seeing no other announcements, I would move that we adjourn until Thursday, February 17th at 11 a.m.
Senator Koch moves to adjourn until Thursday, February 17th at 11 a.m. All those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. We are adjourned.